Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're going to talk history today that goes back to 1888, an article reported in the Big Bend Empire. From the Lake Chelan, we learn of the wonderful growth of a region that is only beginning to attract the attention of tourists, pleasure seekers, and land hunters. From all accounts, there is a world of undeveloped resources in the area surrounding Lake Chelan that is only awaiting the hand of energy and capital to develop sustenance for thousands of people. The lake itself is said to be one of the most delightful health and pleasure resorts to be found on the North American continent. And there are those so enthusiastic as to maintain that the old world cannot afford a comparison to Lake Chelan in point of grandeur of scenery. A few men of energy and some means are already taking advantage of some of the latent resources in this future popular place, and a town site has been laid out, surveyed, and platted at the foot of the lake on the old military parade grounds. The leading spirits in this enterprise are, we believe, Judge Navarre and Charles Johnson Esquire, both gentlemen with sufficient experience to ensure success in the undertaking. Mr. Henry Dumke is building a mill at or near the town site. When a busy city is supported from the development of the varied routes that exist in the vicinity of this magnificent sheet of water, those who blazed the first trees and beat the first trails should be given a high place in the pages of future history. A post office and mail service are among the early needs of the Chelan country. The government at Washington is sadly neglecting a large number of sturdy pioneers on the frontier in the matter of mail service. Mr. Wooden will soon have in operation a 40-horsepower saw and planing mill with a turning blade in connection. Why would you not have a turning blade in a sawmill? Well, ready for a general manufacturing business, they are. A contract has been let for cutting 200,000 feet of logs for the new mill. Horton and Lloyd's yacht is completed and has made one trip up the lake under the management of the Johnson boys and Jim Kelly. William Sanders is running the Chelan Ferry. Wapato John, a representative Chelan Indian, has just completed a fine church building of large proportions and is about to add a cupola and a 100-pound bell. Well, that's it from 1888 and the Big Bend Empire.